Hi, Blue Wire listeners. I'm Greg Olson. I'm excited to partner with Blue Wire to bring you TE1, a podcast where I interview the tight ends who have revolutionized the position. Listen in as I have raw, in-depth conversations with the all-time greats like Shannon Sharp, Tony Gonzalez, Travis Kelce, and George Kittle. We'll explore how the tight end position has changed over the last 60 years and what it takes to be the very best. Subscribe to TE1 from Blue Wire Studios today so you're ready for the August premiere.
Hello and welcome to a Airbuds special report. This is a news bulletin. Happy Tuesday to you. We have breaking news. Michael Benner, speak to the people.
If you're a listener to this podcast, you probably know by now that Clippers guard Lou Williams broke the NBA bubble last week to attend a funeral. But then, that night, was photographed by rapper Jack Harlow at famed Atlanta strip club Magic City. Jack Harlow initially claimed the photo was old, and he posted it because he, quote, just missed hanging out with Lou. Then Lou Williams later admitted that he was at the club, but he was only doing it to pick up dinner. So we reached out to Magic City correspondent Decatur Dan to find out, is dinner at Magic City good enough to jeopardize the entire NBA?
I don't know if I'm the correspondent, but I'll
You're our top source.
Our top food correspondent and strip club correspondent.
Okay, fair enough.
Well, Dan, why don't you introduce yourself? You're a director. You've done a lot of work. You've kind of grown up around Magic City. Do you want to tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. Yeah. I mean, from Atlanta, born and raised, live in Los Angeles now. I'm a director, photographer, have a production company out here. I grew up with the guys, the sons who of the owner of Magic City, who are like I mentioned, are obviously part owners and everything now. So I've been around the club. I've shot music videos there. I've done it all. I've attended as a patron, and it's a very special place in terms of just like the culture in general. But yeah, so that's kind of my background. And I think a couple important things about the Lou Will situation before we get into the food. He was gonna have to quarantine anyways. You know what I mean? Like, I think that was already established. So it's like, if he's like, all right, you know, I'm gonna quarantine for 4 to 10 days or whatever it is, then like, you know, I might as well live my life. You know what I mean? And I think if he's in town, he's there for the death of a family. You know, I think the biggest thing for me is like, sometimes it's comfort food. You know what I mean? Like, and so I don't really see too much wrong with him going and picking up some food and, you know, getting like, he's in town only for, you know, before he has to go back to the bubble, and he's there for how, you know, who knows how long. So I think that's important, is like, you know what I'm saying? Like, people are going to be on lockdown. Like food is kind of that one thing that everybody can like, it's their guilty pleasure. It's like, all right, cool. Life's tough right now. It's different. You know, I'm not able to go do the things I want. So let me at least enjoy my favorite meal. Cause from what I've heard, he's been getting food from Magic City throughout the whole quarantine. They've catered an event at his house. You know what I mean?
Oh, really? Okay. I was about to say, I admire how trusting you are that Lou Will was literally only went to get food. You just took him at his word.
Also, what day was this that he went?
I think the picture was posted and then deleted on Friday.
I will say though, okay. Mike, I want to start just
time?
Like,
At what time?
Late, I think. No, I think later. It was. I mean, I think I saw it pop up and like texted it to you guys at like 10 p.m.
Okay, so 10 p.m. LA time.
Yeah,
10 p.m. LA time. So that was, you know, that would be 1 a.m. Atlanta time. But this is also, you know, it could have been posted early. Someone grabbed a screen grab, and then it took a while to get retweeted onto my timeline. So who knows what time it really happened?
Sure, but let's just say this: unless it was at 1 a.m. or 2 a.m. The club is not really, it's not really a club until after midnight. You know what I'm saying? Like, anything before that, it's just a regular place. You know what I mean? And like, I think a lot of people, the kitchen is actually its own entity, and that's really what's been keeping it open during quarantine, because obviously they had to shut everything down in the original, you know, phases. So the kitchen was always booming. It was always doing takeout, to-go orders and things like that. And the kitchen is kind of its own entity. literally the tagline for Magic City is you came for the wings, right? Like, you know, so
I believe it. Yeah.
You know, and the wings are amazing. You know what I mean? Like, I would say top three, if not top one, number one in Atlanta between JR Crickets, American Deli, and Magic City. Like, those three restaurants, you know, cook out the best wings.
What are they doing? Are we breading them? They smoke them?
No, definitely not bread. Deep fried, and just tossed in either like a wing of a hot buffalo sauce or lemon pepper, or you could do hot with lemon pepper sprinkles or lemon pepper seasoning. You know, that's the Lou Will special, but that's what they call the Lou Will special. But like, that's a thing. You know what I mean? Like, it's like you get your hot wings. It's a lot of sodium, obviously, but it's hard to beat. So I'm probably going to head down to American Deli later today, just because all this talk of wings is definitely got them on my mind. So, it's just deep fried naked, but it's all about the sauce. And it's all about like you cooking them through extra crispy.
You got to fry them hard. There's no way around it.
You got to fry them hard, but they still got to be juicy. And they can't be these jumbo wings. You got to have like the right size wing, you know, and regardless of whether or not you're into all flats or all drums, like, it's really about the texture and the sauce, you know, in my opinion.
This is fair. This is true. Is there anything else on the menu that's noteworthy? They're doing like a decent cheesecake. Can you get a
barbecue dip? I've only ordered the wings because I'm a big wing guy in general, and they have the best. But they do like this baked potato with like shrimp and cheese. I mean, really, really everything there is good. It's like they've got salmon, they've got chicken, they've got a lamb chop, you know, so it's actually a pretty extensive menu overall, and they do a good job. Actually, the chef, you know what I mean, who really was kind of, he didn't, obviously not the first chef they had there, he passed away earlier this year, Magic City chef Jeff, but he had someone apprenticing under him for like the last 5 years, so they've been able to maintain the quality of it, you know.
If there was like a comparable to a restaurant that maybe people throughout America might be more familiar with, I know it probably chain, but something to just give people context, because I feel like the biggest problem with this is like no one gets past strip club. So
right.
Even if everything you're saying is true, and also, which I'd have no reason to think it's not, and also like he's just grabbing takeout food, and it's just like a very like Atlanta thing for it to be, you know, happen to have the best wings and also be a strip club, like just something else that maybe people can kind of identify with, or maybe like a nondescript like bar or restaurant, something that you can kind of just,
I mean, it's just,
it,
yeah, it's like your favorite, it's your favorite bar, it's your favorite pub that has the good wings, you know. Like, I used to live above one in downtown LA that had, you know, like it, and I would just, that was my spot. I've ordered wings from Magic City in the middle of the day. They're open from 3 to 3. Like, I've gone in there at 5 o'clock, ordered wings, got my food and left because I had a craving for the wings. The fact that it's a strip club, you know, depending on, you know, where you are on the spectrum of things, like for some people that's a deal breaker, for others not so much.
We on the spectrum for sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's not a deal breaker for us. I think the best steak I've ever had was at a strip club. Shout out to the Acropolis in Portland. With eating. Now, you mentioned that Lou has a special named after him.
Yes. I think that's just like his signature dish that he always gets. And they, I, you know, in light of what's been going on, they just decided to pay an homage to him. Obviously, it's like, you know, it's press. It's some press for them. So I think they're just like leaning into it. And Lou's from Atlanta. Like, he's from South Gwinnett. Like, it's like he's a part of the fam there. Like, you know what I mean? Like, so that's the thing about Magic City, is it really is a family, you know, family run business, you know, which is the irony of it all, between like it being, you know, one of the most popular strip clubs in maybe the world, arguably, and just like the way that they do business, like, you know, like it is run like a family. So
have you ever seen Jermaine Dupri there?
I've seen probably a little bit of everybody there. Nice. Jermaine Dupri is not hard to spot. But no, the food, I can't, I mean, out here, it's hard to say.
I'm imagining it's ye rustic in, but with, like, you know, some hoes occasionally.
Yeah.
But it feels like if they're serving fish, to me it feels like a nicer, like, I don't even know, maybe like a...
Like a Ruth Chris Steakhouse
or
something? Yeah,
somewhere between like a BW3 and like a Capital Grill. Like somewhere, like I'm trying to think of something where, because if they're serving
fish.
About
the vibe,
yeah,
ambiance,
yeah, yeah. Comparable non-shaking ass vibes.
Oh, I mean, comparable non-shaking ass vibes. That's, it's hard to say. It definitely has a vibe. Whether there's, because like that's what I'm saying is like, there's kind of two parts to it. It's like you can go in there during the middle of the day and it's going to be mostly empty with maybe a couple of girls in probably mostly clothed walking around. Maybe you get a private dance. Maybe you don't, you know, there's going to be an opportunity for that. If you want, doesn't matter what time of day it is, but it ain't like the pictures and the things that you guys have seen where it's like, it's packed to the, you know, to the brim and there's making it rain. You know what I mean? Like you can easily get in and get out of there the same way that you go and get in and get out of any takeout that people have been doing for quarantine. You know what I mean? So, and if he's going to quarantine anyways, like I said, you might as well get your favorite food. I think it just kind of blew up because it's a strip club, because he's an NBA player, because, you know, it was a leaked photo, you know, like,
yeah.
All
I mean,
those
it blew up because
it
was an absurd situation. It was like, yeah. he had announced earlier that day that he had left for a family emergency. That night, a rapper posted a photo of him at Magic City. Then he lied about it. And then he had to admit that he went to Magic City and it just became a silly story. And
I blame the rapper for all of the hubbub. The rapper can't post the photo. You take the photo, but you can't post that.
No.
You got to be smarter than that, man. You got to be smarter than that. But, you know, people, I think the reality is too, man, is like some people just don't care. People are tired of caring about this, which is sad. But, you know, it's irresponsible for sure. You know, so on.
But I think you're right though. Like it looks irresponsible. The optics of it are like absurd. But once you get to the context of what you're giving us, like it actually is like a really good restaurant. Like it's not just strip club. Lou Williams is like family there. Like he caters a lot of stuff. Like he was in the area and he wanted the comfort food because a family friend died. Like I believe all that. It just seems like really inopportune that Jack Harlow.
It should have been kept on the low.
The optics are not great regardless, but also mixing that in with any kind of cover up, like, and you're losing all benefit of the doubt, even with like an Air Bud special report where you're learning about the fantastic food. So it just,
we're here to fair and justly see both sides of the story.
Yeah, and also like low key defend Lou Will's name a little bit.
For sure, 100%. I mean, Lou Will probably favorite, definitely on the favorite basketball player list. You know what I'm saying? Like top 10 favorite player, just of like he's a hooper, you know? Like,
yeah.
And he's from the A, so like he's 100% top 10 for me.
I mean, I'm from Philadelphia, and he was all we had for a little while. Him and Andre Iguodala were all you had to root for. So.
All right, buds, we're going to take a break to tell you about Deal Dash. Have you ever heard of DealDash.com? It's the best, most honest bidding site where you can win things you never expect at prices you would never believe. They have over 1,000 auctions every day on electronics, appliances, beauty products, home decor, and even cars. Yes, just like the Disney movie, Cars. Here's how it works. It's like an auction, but every item starts at zero and only goes up 1 cent every time you bid. The kicker is that the auction clock restarts after just 10 seconds. That means every time you bid, everyone else has 10 seconds to answer or the item is yours. If you are into auctions and stuff being way underpriced when you buy it, you can go ahead and buy now because Deal Dash is offering you, our listeners, an extra 100 free bids upon sign up on top of their other discounts. Go to DealDash.com and use promo code BUDS. That's right. We got our own fucking promo code, guys. BUDS BUDS or DealDash.fm/BUDS. That's DealDash.fm/BUDS. Buds, baby. Fieldash.com. All right, Butterinos. Today's episode is also brought to you by BetOnline. Sports are back, baby. And so are your chances to bet on your favorite teams and events. Major League Baseball finally kicking off last week. And there's no better place to start wagering on baseball than our exclusive partners, BetOnline. Check out all the odds, futures, and props. Bet on them all 24/7, 365. And with return of sports, BetOnline sat down with former pro players Eddie George, Harold Reynolds, and seven-time NBA champ Robert Horry. See what they had to say on what it'll be like playing without fans in a series they're calling Fandemic. God, that really made a turn there compared to my energy. Visit betonline.ag for all your odds and up-to-date sports news. Remember, use the promo code BLUEWIRE, all one word, to receive your new welcome bonus. Again, that's free money. Jamel's into it. I'm into it. We're trying to teach Mike what betting is. Still a problem. That's promo code, all one word, BLUEWIRE, BetOnline, your online wagering experts. Back to the show. Dan, what was the music video you shot on the roof of Magic City?
It was actually the self-titled future track called Magic, which was about Magic City. So
whoa.
The thing about, yeah. So some of my very early work, but one of the things I pride myself on was I got him and T.I. On the top of the building, you know what I mean? Which was a historic event. No one had ever done that. There've been a lot of music videos shot in Magic City, but no one
parking
ever got.
Lot. Yeah, yes. I can see Luda and them in the parking lot, but nobody was on the roof for that.
No, it was a song called Magic by Future, and it was actually about Magic City. It's fishtailing out the parking lot, leaving Magic. So
skirt, that's the first skirt. Yeah. That's like the biggest. That's like one of the original skirts. That's
exactly.
A huge video, man.
It's the origin story of skirt.
Yes, skirt. But you know, that's the thing about Magic City is actually it is the place where a lot of music breaks. Before you hear it in other clubs, before you hear it on the radio, it debuts there. It's like a litmus test. It's like if it pops off in the club at Magic City specifically, then or any strip club, it could be Onyx, could be some of the other ones, but like that's where artists go to break their music. And like, you know, Future was that guy. He was friends with the Magic City Monday DJ Esco, and like he used to just go record music and then go drop it off and have it played there. You know,
have you ever heard anybody brick? Has anybody had a song flop? Has like John Cougar Mellencamp try to get one off in there or anything?
No, none of that. But I mean, like, you know, obviously it's become such a thing now that like, you know, local artists and rappers who are trying to bubble up, they'll come and pay money to have their song played, and they'll perform the song there. It becomes a whole show, and it's almost like a open mic night type of thing, or like some of the showcases where it's like, yo, I'm gonna go here, I'm gonna perform my song, I'm gonna throw some money, and I'm gonna try and get discovered. You know what I mean? And like sometimes it pops off, most of the time it doesn't, unless you know it's like a really hit song, but it's definitely a strategy to go have your music played there and get discovered.
I love that.
Turn Magic City into a bringer. Yeah.
I love the family vibes of it. Like everything you're telling me is like this is like a tight-knit family community. Future like popped off because like friends like took care of him. You got, I'm sure you knowing the owners helped you land that music video. Like
100%.
You being the director helped you get the privilege to go on the roof, I'm sure. Like, yeah, it just.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
No, for sure. So the owner, his name is Big Mag, or Big Madge. The video we shot debuted on BET. I mean, he calls me after it debuted, and he was like, you know, hey man, you did a great job. Thank you. You know what I mean? Because like at the end of the day, a lot of people rent that place out for the location, but this was something that was kind of like, you know, we were showcasing the club. You know what I mean? It was like it was a commercial basically. And so yeah, they definitely have a lot of core family values. Now the irony is it's a strip club, but you know, like I said,
but strip club culture,
like Olive Garden. It feels like it's the Olive Garden of strip clubs though. Like when you're there, you're family.
Yeah, there you go.
But I mean, I think. Well, I was gonna ask you, do you miss Atlanta strip club culture? I've never been to Atlanta, but I know about it. Like, it, you know, it's much more social, it's much more accepted, it's much more just like, you know, people go to hang out. It's not like, you know, in Philadelphia, sure, strip clubs people go because they're lonely and horny and drunk. But like in Atlanta, it's like, you know, and Portland, I think, is similar, where it's just like Portland is like very much, there's strip clubs everywhere. People go there to drink and hang out. Yep. And it's not like, you know, there just happens to be beautiful women there. Do you miss that living in L.A.?
100%. But every time I go back, and I, you know, I mean, obviously I'm not traveling a lot now with the pandemic, but like, you know, I go back home 3-4 times a year, and like, I'm every time I stop through there, and not even because of the whole culture, but I mean, yes, there is a cultural aspect to it. I'm trying to hear what the new music is that's going to get played out here 6 months later, or I'm trying to catch up with old friends, but there's not that here. I think the closest thing into the vibe, and this is like, you know, this might even sound disrespectful, but like Sam's is like, has the right, like the right energy that Magic kind of has. I don't know if you guys have been to Sam's Hopper out here, but like,
I was in the parking lot one time. I haven't been quite indoors, but I was in the parking lot.
So Sam's is probably like the only thing that's like, and that's like a tenth of what you would get in Atlanta. But yeah, it's just different in LA, which is fine. Everything, I mean, LA is great for a lot of different other reasons, but Atlanta's great for a lot of different other reasons. One of them being the strip club culture there. It's like, it's up there. It's number top three for sure between Miami, Houston, and Atlanta. And I don't deal with Vegas like that, because like, to me, Vegas is like what I would imagine Portland is kind of like, you know what I mean? And I know Portland has, I've heard good things about Portland strip clubs, and shouts out to Portland, by the way. You know, they're doing their thing out there.
Oh yeah. Absolutely.
With the protest, yeah. You know,
59
what I mean?
So, nights straight. Keep going, guys.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. So doing good work, but yeah. So I definitely miss it, but I get my doses. I don't need to be in there weekly.
Yeah.
You know, quarterly is fine.
That sounds about right. Yeah.
Once a fiscal, yeah, fine.
but the food is definitely its own thing. And I mean, outside of them having just like a separate takeout window that would be like, you wouldn't even have to come in. Like you got to go inside. You got to wait a couple minutes. They still, because they cook it fresh, man. Like, You get in there, you order the food, and it's not fast food. You know what I mean? Like, it's gonna take, you know, 20, 30 minutes. It's a proper, they do it right. Like, it's made to order. You know, and by the way,
can you do a drive-through strip club?
I think,
yeah. See, what I do, I call ahead on the lap dance, and then I order the wings when I get in there. So then it's kind of like,
so the lap dance is ready 15 minutes late. Three thongs later, your wings are at the table waiting for you.
Because it's got to be fresh, man. It's got to be fresh. But I'm sure they've tried everything at this point. I mean, in terms of drive-through or doing shit, doing lap dances on IG Live or dance, all things.
Shouts out to Courtney Williams. Courtney Williams been having strippers on her IG Live. Atlanta Dream starting point guard.
Yep. I do want to shout out. We put the alarm out the other day looking for Magic City food experts. We, you know, once Dan hopped on, that was obviously our first choice, but we did get a few other people volunteering, and I did want to read one person's story that DM'd us. He told me he was okay to shout him out. He goes by Quarantine Malenko on Twitter, which I think is an Insane Clown Posse reference. I'm pretty sure
it's Dean Malenko, right?
Oh, is it Dean? Well, don't they have like something called like the Great Malenko ICP? I don't know. I know more about ICP than I should. But he DM'd and he said, not sure if you're serious or not, but I have eaten at Magic City before. I was halfway through a night where I blacked out. The last thing I remember doing is paying for a dance, but before I left the table I was sitting at with some buddies, I chugged my 3/4 full tequila soda and lined up at least 3 mozzarella sticks in my shirt pocket like cigars. Wings were solid too. So this man lined his shirt pocket with mozzarella sticks and then went and got a dance.
The great Schmambino, yes.
that's classic. I think it's important to know that, like, you know, a lot of food tastes good when you're almost blackout drunk. Mm. You know what I mean? But to go there, you know, and get it when you're not is, you know, says something about, you know what I mean, the food. You know, it's like, and they have repeat business for, like I said, a lot of people who aren't even – They're not even, you know, coming to, you know, they're not coming for the strip club culture. So, you know, they're just there for the food. They're there for the wings.
That's tight. I also want to call out, they do Beyond Burgers, which means like, if you're a strip club doing Beyond Burger, like that means you have clientele that want the food, because Like, yeah, it's a specific item. And I also want to say, I think I figured out what they might be, just looking at their menus. I think they're Pacific Bar, but with dancers. Have you get?
You said what
Pacific
was the
Dining
place?
Car? It's a small chain out here in LA.
Yeah,
very similar kind of feel and food selection, I think. Mm. But anyways,
I have to try that.
Oh yeah, Pacific Dining Car is great because it's open 24 hours, so you can go there at like 3 a.m. for a steak if you want to.
Sick. Well, if you guys are craving something similar to that, I would say, you know, their American Deli is starting to franchise out here. They just opened up one on like Crenshaw and like 30th, like that. And okay. And definitely go down there and try it. That's another Atlanta staple, that they get it right and they scale properly too. Because it's one thing, you got to take your business from Atlanta to Cali, and for the quality to be the same, it says something, you know. It's not easy
this
to do.
This is not so far from my fiance's point. Parents, so I might be going there.
Yeah, it's good. It's not too far. It's just right south of mid-city, you know.
All right. Well, this has been great, Dan. We don't want to take up too much time, but is there anything you want to plug before we hop out?
No plugs. I'm just here to, you know, spread the
I'm
going to
plug
vibes,
for you. I'm going to say go to YouTube, look for Magic by Future featuring T.I. and get those view counts up, baby. I'm sure you get like get nothing from that.
We're in the millions somewhere. Yeah, I don't. But, you know, we love the it's a good trip down memory lane for sure. Nice. So, but I appreciate you guys. It's been fun. Keep it up. Going to add to that subscribe. I'm adding to that subscribe list. You know, we're not listening to How Long Gone anymore. We're listening to AirBuds now. You know,
hell yeah.
All day.
Oh, God damn it. Yeah, and can we have you back? Like, if Future does anything, if Future makes his way into the bubble, can we have you back to ask you Future questions?
Consider me a friend of the pod. You know, like, whatever you guys need, you know, I'm here. I'm your correspondent, you know, for whatever you need that you think I'd be have some commentary on. So sure.
Every time I walk in my neighborhood and someone's not wearing a mask, I start singing Masks On. Fuck it, Masks On.
Okay.
There you go.
That's my vibe.
And we're aligned. That's called synergy.
It is.
We love it.
All right. Thank you, Dan.
Yeah.
Bye, guys.
Peace.